It was about 55 years ago, give or take a year or so. I preached my first sermon as a seminarian on the same gospel lesson. As a first-year seminarian, we were assigned a church to assist that as our field work. And we would go there every Sunday and report in to do whatever the pastor there wanted us to do. I was assigned along with three other fellow seminarians as an experiment to an extremely large congregation in Hanover, Maryland, St. Matthew's Lutheran Church. Now, this church was noted for its large pipe organ. In fact, it is one of the top 10 largest pipe organs in the world at St. Matthew's in Hanover. This is where I delivered my first sermon. He who has ears to hear, listen. Very large congregation, and I guess I delivered that sermon before 700 to 800 people that Sunday. Delivered it twice. Now, the copy of my original sermon, I'm afraid, did not make it out of the fire I experienced years ago. But as I recall, I used this sermon for my homiletics class, which got me through that course. I do remember that the original sermon focused upon the popular interpretation of Jesus' parable of the sower and the soils. This interpretation emphasized the various soils being representative of people's receptiveness to hearing the word of God. And I remember saying over and over again in that sermon, let anyone with ears listen. First, some seed happened to fall upon the hardened, packed soil of a walking path. They might as well have fallen upon concrete, for they never had a chance to grow, but became dinner for the birds. This represents those who automatically tune out anybody who talks anything to do with religion. You know them. They hear nothing, and whatever is said or does, whatever is done, is totally lost from them. Seed that fell upon the path, the hardened path. No receptiveness at all. Then some fell upon rocky ground. This is just not soil which has rock in it, but a thin layer of soil on top of a shelf of limestone or rock. Seeds in this condition can spring forth quickly, but since its roots are blocked from going deep for nourishment and moisture, will just as quickly die. Now, these are the people who initially hear and respond with great emotion and enthusiasm, but quickly lose it. You know the people. There is no real depth of conviction, no real depth of understanding. God's message goes only skin deep and is quickly forgotten. Now, seeds also fell upon ground corrupted by weeds and thorns. Of course, we all know about weeds. Especially this year, it seems like weeds have just taken over everything. and how they magically appear and seem to grow regardless of the circumstances. In doing so, they rob everything else of water, nourishment, and even light, thereby choking out what is wished to grow there. This is exactly what happens to us when we allow the weeds of life to take over our lives. These weeds run the gamut of wants, gotta-haves, ego enhancements, control, pride, and on and on and on. These weeds are unlimited in number and can creep into our lives, eventually taking control, becoming gods to us. They rob us from living the ultimate life in the gospel. And you know, this is the most dangerous of all the soils, for even though intentions are good, even though there may be the desire to live this life in God's love, the weeds almost unknowingly begin to grow within us, eventually taking over our very being. Listening to God's word may have penetrated our minds to some extent, but suddenly blocking entrance into our hearts or our very being. The seeds that fell in the corrupted soil. Finally, there are the seeds which fall upon good soil, and we are told, brought forth grain, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Thankfully, there are those whose lives are ready and receptive to listen. And not only hear, but live what they hear. This is not only they listen, they truly hear the message. By hearing the good news, this means that they take it all in and live their lives according to God's love. And you can always see the results of God's love can never be hidden. For it takes root, nourished, and then lived. The resulting harvest or outcome of the life will be fruitful for all to see. Seed that fell on the good soil. Therefore, he who has ears to hear, listen. You know, it is important to note that you don't need to be awakened by any alarm, loud alarm in the midst of turmoil life, or be within the framework of formalized rituals in order to hear this voice of God. Just like the seed seems to grow silently, the seed of God's word can come during the silence of the moment. Just listen to the psalmist. Be still. Be still, and know that I am God. Therefore, listen carefully and let your ear hear the life-giving message of God through Jesus. Now, that is the usual and the traditional message of this parable, and the one I gave those many years ago. But, you know, there could be another lesson in this parable. This other message focuses on the sower of the seed and not the soil. It is a lesson for those whose lives are a witness to the message of Jesus. This is a lesson which can be most difficult to learn and become very frustrating. You know, no matter how good our witness may be, we never know exactly where the seeds we throw out there will land. We never know. Now, these experiences may be relevant also to anybody in the teaching profession or counselors, no less parents, as well as those witnessing to the message of the gospel. We never know what is taken in and lived. It often seems quite evident when the seed of our witness or teaching falls on the trodden soil, for we either get that blank look or even verbal denial. Seeds on the path. How many parents have received that blank look? Then there are those who seem to have accepted your witness, but only to be disappointed later when there is indication that what you said or done had little or no long-term effect in them. These experiences are extremely frustrating, since at first everything seems so good. They are the seeds which fell upon the weed-infested soil. Then there are those who take it all in and seem to really listen and hear and believe and learn. Their lives also seem to give indication that you have been successful. But the strange thing is, you never really are certain what the true nature of the soil the seeds you have planted have fallen into. You are never certain. It may be years, or never, before you may know. Most likely you may never know for sure what impression, what you leave behind within other people. The reward we have, though, is that in knowing that we have done the best that we could in helping others along the road of life. When we do hear of those times when we have helped someone in their life struggles, it is a joy to experience. I'm going to share with you such a joy which I have had in my life. Now, I have shared this with many of you before, but I want to share it again so as to give assurance to you that even though life can at times seem so ungrateful, you know, you just may have touched someone more than you ever realized. About 8 or 9 years ago, I received an email from a name I didn't recognize at all. It was out of the blue. When I opened it and read it, I was astonished to hear from a person who I had known many, many, many years ago, over 40 years ago. It read, "Pastor Troutwine, do you remember ministering to a young couple in Baltimore 40 years ago? Ned and Nancy and baby Daryl. Moved to Baltimore from Seattle so that he could be treated for acute leukemia. And she continued, I was looking at the website for the ELCA and ran across your church link. We lived in Baltimore for a year until Ned's death. You were so helpful. I believe you were an intern or at least a new pastor. Carol, that was my wife, became a good friend. Sadly, when Daryl and I returned to Seattle, we lost touch. You were a blessing, Nancy. I responded by filling her in about my life and how good it was to hear from her. And then came this reply. Thank you for so much for responding. I have thought of you often and wondered what I would have done without you and Chapman. That was a friend. He was organist of the church I was serving in. In fact, a defining moment in my own Christianity occurred when you were in my apartment shortly after Daryl, that was a young son, infant son, was diagnosed with his own cancer at 10 months of age. As you prayed with me, I realized that I had no control and everything was in God's hands. I remember the moment like it was yesterday. It is always included in my testimony. Sadly, Daryl died in 1996. His cancer returned after 23 years and he died at age 29. He had graduated from Pacific Lutheran University, then Northwestern in Evanston, and got a job in Delaware. He married but had no children. Ironically, he too died in Baltimore. Yet I hold a special place in my heart for the city. She went on to tell about her now marriage and children, and that she was to become a grandmother. And she concluded, thank you for writing. From your website, your church looks so inviting. Nancy. She remembered a prayer that I don't remember at all. But evidently, you know, God was working there. And she remembered. You see, one never knows how God works through us, even with all our inadequacies and shortcomings. No matter what we may think about the seeds of our witness and our lives, we never know how we are taken by others. God knows better. He also knows that he needs us to scatter that seed, the good news, regardless of the circumstances. And you know what? He will take care of the rest.
that we leave in his hands. We, though, can celebrate the joy of being not only the receiver of his love, but the joy of being a sower of the seeds of his love. That is what it's all about. And that we can celebrate in our lives, knowing that we are sower of his seeds of love. Amen.